Well, hello, Southern Arizona. This is not Maurice. You should know his voice by now. My name is JD. I am the owner of Your Tucson Painter. Maurice is out convalescing a little bit, so send him your good thoughts, your thoughts and prayers for a speedy recovery and get him back on the air. But today, you're with me. Again, JD with Your Tucson Painter, yourtucsonpainter.com. I started Hammer Time a few years back with Maurice and a couple other guys, and I drifted away wanting my Sundays back. But since Maurice was kind enough to ask, and I think he promised to buy me lunch, I said, of course, I'll be back. So a little about me. I've been painting here in Southern Arizona for a decade or more and been painting since the 70s when I worked at a hardware store. So I've been painting, well, anything that can outrun me for quite some time. Also have another side business called Beamer Bits, which you may have heard on advertising if you listen to some of Charles' shows. But you don't want to listen to me. You want to listen to someone with more knowledge than me. So I brought a true expert from Sherwin-Williams. His name is Brandon. Say hello, Brandon.
How's it going?
Great. Now, let's find out a little about you. How long have you been with Sherwin-Williams?
I've been with Sherwin-Williams about 13 years.
So, just a newbie. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
And what have you done for them? You started mixing paint?
I actually started in our warehouse at our Tucson Broadway location, just throwing freight.
You didn't even get up to the paint mixing yet.
No, it takes a little while to learn that aspect of it.
It's not as easy as it would appear. That's something I've always enjoyed about the various Sherwin-Williams locations, is their ability to match color.
Yeah.
I bring in a chip, a flake, a image of a color, and you guys make it and make me look good, because when I put it on a customer's wall and they go, that's exactly right. Yeah, they don't congratulate you. They think I'm doing it all, and I'm kind of willing to let them do that.
And we're perfectly fine with that.
So what are you doing for Sherwin-Williams now? Have you progressed past throwing freight?
Yes, so now I am one of the outside sales representatives for Northern Tucson, the residential repaint market.
Residential repaint, that's what the HOA makes us do way too often.
Yes.
Well, not often enough for me, but oftentimes way more than you'd really like to.
As soon as it starts looking bad.
Yeah, I have told a number of customers that oftentimes when you get the letter from the HOA, the only thing worse is getting one from the IRS, but you get your HOA letter, and they give you a time frame that does not fit your budget.
Never.
And I have painted more than a few houses on the side that can be seen, because people think I got to paint the house. Well, yeah, they want you to paint the house, but maybe you just need the trim, or maybe you need the south side or the west side. And the other side can go for a couple of years until your budget is healed a little bit.
That's true.
But, you know, I'm cheap, you know, basically, and I'm always trying to look to save folks money, not waste their money. You know, one of my other things is I rarely paint ceilings and closets, because people don't walk on the ceiling, and once you fill the closet with stuff, nobody's going to know what color it is anyway.
That's a great idea.
But so what does the outside residential repaint rep do?
We're on site. We're out in the field helping solve problems. We assist with color selection, make product recommendations depending on the substrate and the circumstances. We're just there to help and assist you guys in making sure you guys give your customer the most successful project at the end.
Yeah. Outstanding. Here's a question that I've had for years. I actually know the answer, but, you know, me knowing it doesn't help the listeners, who actually can call in at 790-2040 and ask paint questions or any questions they have. And, you know, if we don't know the answer, we might make up a funny story. What's the difference between inside paint and outside paint? What, you know, I just want a color. I don't care what kind of paint it is.
An interior paint product's going to serve a different purpose. You're going to have different scenarios, high humidity and moisture in a bathroom. You're going to look for something that's going to be more washable, more cleanable. Something that might be antimicrobial, something that's going to help with mold and mildew resistance.
Oh, I have a small bathroom with a constant mold problem. So what should I be using?
Even our ProMar 200-0 is going to be a starting product for you. That'll be an antimicrobial paint product. So it'll inhibit the growth of mold and mildew.
Now, do I have to get rid of all the mold and mildew, or can I paint over the top of it?
No, you definitely want to want to get rid of it first. Prep's going to be ideal in any situation where you're painting.
Yeah, I tell people all the time that actually we're painting your house for free. We're charging for the prep work.
Yeah, that's very true.
The painting is almost fun after we've done all the prep.
Well, it's 80% of your painting projects typically prep.
Yeah, I've had customers over the years that, you know, we're 2, sometimes 3 days into the project, and we haven't gotten a brush wet.
Yeah.
It's like, when are you guys going to start? Oh, we started.
We'll start painting as soon as the walls are ready.
Yeah, once we start getting color on the wall, it goes real fast.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, getting everything ready can be quite time-consuming.
Absolutely. And then as far as exterior paint products, you just wouldn't want to use an exterior paint product inside due to the mildicides, the insecticides that are in an exterior paint product. They're not very good for your respiratory health.
Aha. So you've got paint products that'll make the bugs go away?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How about, what are those things that eat houses? Oh, yeah, termites.
It'll help with any bug situation, absolutely.
Ah, so I don't need to call the Orkin man. I can just call the Sherwin-Williams man.
Sure.
What's the difference between a paint that's supposed to go on metal versus, say, stucco?
Metal's a unique substrate. Typically, metals are harder to get a paint to stick to, so you're going to have products with better adhesion and something that's going to more than likely have a rust-inhibiting agent in there to keep your rust or keep your metal from rusting, when obviously you're not going to have those situations occur in your stucco.
Yeah, hopefully your stucco doesn't rust. I've had stucco get what I call warts, where the paint is so good that water comes in through the top,
mm-hmm.
and I've stabbed a wart on the side of a house and had sand and water pour out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another little prep thing, especially if you have parapets, you need to seal the top of the parapet because it needs to be sealed as well as the roof.
Absolutely.
So the water doesn't infiltrate there, but it does cause some unique situations where you have a house growing warts.
No, and I mean, certain paints are going to have a level of breathability to them, so they'll allow moisture in and out of them. So something like if you're getting into an ultra premium paint like a Duration or an Emerald, those products are designed to seal very well, so yeah, they will actually hold water in your substrate. In return, you end up with your stucco warts.
Yes. When I need to, I know I never do this, but I've seen the competition add water to the paint. What's wrong with stretching it a little? I mean, I'm saving money.
Well, there's already water in most of your exterior paint products. Water is your vehicle type that carries your pigments, your binders, all the good stuff that you want left behind once that water evaporates. So once you add an excessive amount of moisture or excessive amount of water to your paint, you're just stretching those raw materials further than they're designed to, and when the water evaporates out of the coating, you're left with a much thinner build than you would want, which is going to affect the longevity of the paint product.
Well, on that thought, one question I wanted to ask you, and we're going to use this as our little hanger,
okay,
is why painters never wear sweaters. So after the break, we'll see if we can get an answer to that question. And welcome back to the A Handyman Studio, A Handyman's Office, or A Handyman's Haven, here in Tucson at 1624 South 6th and down in Green Valley, but they're on the website. And it looks like we have a call from George. So hello, George. How you doing?
Very good. How are you, gentlemen, today?
Better for hearing your voice, as Charles would say.
Very good. Well, I am a Sherwin-Williams customer.
Outstanding. I'm sure Brandon appreciates that.
Yes, sir. In 2009, I had my Sherwin-Williams painter come out and do an exterior job on a 104-year-old house. Now it's 106, and it has stayed pristine up to this time. In 2017, I had him come back and do the remodel on the dining room, living room. Did a very good. I stripped off all the old paint and discovered that there was a cherry wood fireplace mantle.
Nice.
And he matched the cherry wood stain that I used. That was a Sherwin-Williams stain to paint the trim. This was a very extravagant inside that was designed by an Englishman. And also painted the time in 2009, he painted the patio. It's a cement surface and also the runways on the side of the house. Everything has stayed pristine except this paint on the deck and on the runway, the hallway outside.
That is one of the most difficult items I run into, is trying to get a product to stay on concrete, because concrete breathes. It has, obviously lots of moisture coming in and out of it. I believe it's acidic or alkaline, whichever one makes paint unhappy. And it's always been one of my more difficult items to get paint to stick on. And as we were mentioning earlier, prep. There are some great epoxy products, but in order to do it correctly, you really need to get the prep work done. I went through a couple days worth of schooling on how to do that, and I now know enough that I'm not going to do that. I'll leave it to the guys who have bought $40,000 worth of equipment to grind the surface of those to get it all on there properly. But I'm glad you're doing wonderful with the Sherwin-Williams products. I'm glad your painter chose Sherwin-Williams. It's been my favorite. There's lots of good products out there, but no one stands behind them, in my mind, as well as Sherwin-Williams has. So how are you going to stay in that house for another 100 years?
Yes, I am. And basically, we did that concrete job in 2009, and he said, you know what, you're going to be needing to do this every 8 years. So I decided to power wash off all the paint. And from what you're saying, it's just a project for people with the money to just throw on. It's a very involved and expensive process, I take it.
Yes, I put a coating on my garage floor when I built my fantasy garage. And it has held up amazingly well, but it had never had any cars in it or any oil or anything on it beforehand. The one downside I found is I put a beautiful little colored chips in it because it looks just wonderful. Only now that when I drop a nut, bolt, or screw, it completely disappears into the texture of the floor. And I have to break out the broom and clean up. So if anyone's planning on doing that, and it's an active garage where you do work, I like to work on old motorcycles, those little carb screws will completely disappear in the pattern.
Now, we are speaking outside cement flooring. Is the inside cement flooring the same? It's going to still breathe and peel away?
It is. The concrete is concrete. It's going to be more difficult to keep the surface painted on the outside or coated. Especially with the sun. Our Arizona sun is wonderful at destroying, well, everything. And it's just between our lovely 100-plus degree days and the sun that will tan anything, it's a lot of work.
Well, I do appreciate your products. I always will spend the extra dollar for the something that you really love, your house. It's worth it. And keep on studying the materials. Y'all put out good product.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I try to explain to people that, okay, you know, everybody makes a good, better, best product. And if you the most expensive part of painting the house is not usually the paint. It's me. You know, me coming out there with all the guys and doing all the prep work. So do you want to see me every 3 years or do you want to see me every 15 years? You know, most people don't want to see me that often.
That's true. It's worth the extra.
And I'm really a nice guy, but, you know. Well, thank you very much for the call, George. George called at 790-2040, and we're talking paint and home improvements in the A Handyman Havens studio. And it looks like Mr. Heller is on the line.
I'd like to see you every week with a show.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
And a check. you know, actually, I wanted to ask you about getting a bid to paint the ceilings of my closets.
You bet. I'll give me a call during the week at 334-7434, and we'll get you hooked up with a nice, convenient time.
334-7434. At the speed of the pen. That sounds good. I know. I have a feeling it'll be $10,000 and you'll throw in the rest of the house for free.
Well, I have been known to slip a little extra work in there. It's just good customer service.
While you're at it, I could use some camo paint on my BMW so it fades in it, on my BMW motorcycle so it fades into the wall.
There you go. I have a great motorcycle painter on staff, not my staff. Uh-huh. He is a great guy, does a wonderful job. I don't know any similarities between house painting and vehicle painting other than the word paint is used. But
you hear about the Harley rider who lost his motorcycle?
I did not hear about the Harley rider that lost his motorcycle.
He had a guy that was so good at painting and he wanted it in camo and he couldn't find it.
Charles, you're a hoot. I appreciate that. But on that topic, I gave a tease before we went to break. I asked Brandon why painters never wear sweaters.
And yes, why don't they wear sweaters?
Because they always use two coats.
Well, there you go. Adam, boom. On that note, you're about to take a break, so I'll let you go.
All right. Thank you very much, Charles. Why is it, Brandon, that, you know, some paint says, you know, use, you know, one coat coverage, but it always recommends two?
For durability. It may cover in one coat, but you're not going to get that uniformity, that consistent sheen and durability out of one coat. More than likely, you're going to look at a data page and it's going to recommend two coats anyway.
Yeah, it also depends, at least for me, on what I'm trying to make disappear.
Yes.
Because we are painting the studios, well, actually not the studios, but everything but the studios where we are right now in the A Handyman Haven studio. And, you know, some of the walls were a deep green.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know different colors take different work to make go away, but dark green has always been my nemesis.
Green is definitely difficult.
Sometimes
especially when you're using a light gray.
We are using screen gray. It is a lovely neutral color, which seems to be the trend lately. I have seen a lot of people going with when they're painting their home or the office, going with something fairly neutral, not boring, but neutral, and then using the artwork that they've collected over the years, because most of us have more art than we can put on the walls, and using that to add the color.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know, it's a lot easier to move the art around than call me back and have me put up that accent wall.
It's a nice look, too. Gray is the new tan.
Outstanding. Now, when I can't decide on the color, how does Sherwin-Williams help me decide? Because there's like, I don't know, a million five colors. How many colors do you have? Any idea?
I want to say it's over 3,000 colors. But we do have an app. It's our Color Snap app. Really neat app that you can download to your phone. And
what's that cost?
That's free.
Free?
Absolutely free.
I like free.
use our colors, you pick our paint, and it's a win-win for everybody. But yeah, no, they got the new augmented reality where you can actually move your phone around, check out different colors, our Color Snap Studio. You can actually use it on your laptop or PC, pick colors, move them to different walls, kind of get an idea of what your project's going to look like before you get started.
Outstanding. And that doesn't cost anything. It's where do I go? SherwinWilliams.com?
So no, if you're on either the Google Play or your Apple, whatever apps you're using to download your apps, it is just the Color Snap app from SherwinWilliams.
Okay. It'll work on my flip phone?
Yes, it will. As long as you can download apps, you'll be golden.
All right. Well, it looks like we've gotten a call from Ben, so let's talk to Ben. Ben, how you doing? You're live on Hammer Time.
Wonderful, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Listen, I got a quick question. I've got a guest house, and it seems like every time the tenant moves out, I have to repaint, which is okay. I don't mind. But the question is there a particular paint I can use that you recommend that is just something I can wipe?
Absolutely.
I hate high sheen.
Okay. Well, you're making it a little more difficult, but I'm sure we have something.
Absolutely not. No, if you get into our interior Duration Home product line, it is specifically made for you to be able to use a lower sheen. It's actually now available in a flat, and it's still going to be completely scrubbable, washable. You should not have to repaint. You can go in there, clean it up, and have no issues even with the lower sheen.
So what is the...
And the name of that product again, please?
That is our Duration Home. You can use either the Duration Home or our Interior Emerald. Both of those products will have the capability to be washed and scrubbed in a flat finish.
Wonderful. So, I'll buy a product, but I love painting myself, so sorry. No.
Well, I've got a part-time job for you.
Okay. As long as it's not the studios.
Yes. Well, what is it that they do to your guest house? I mean, obviously, they're just getting it dirty and not knocking holes in the wall.
Yeah. No, not knocking holes. You know, just kind of bumps and scratches that are too dark to scrub off. And so I like to do a fresh coat of paint anyway, because I think that makes the apartment fresh. But
certainly.
Anything that can save me some work, I'm all for doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the Duration Home, it's certainly easier to paint it once than paint it every year. I
sure.
use some of the Sherwin-Williams good products when I do apartment flips that normally happen at the end of every semester. And then they just factor that into the price that every semester or every year they're going to repaint, and they don't usually want to spend any more than they absolutely have to, which I think they're being, you know, penny wise and pound foolish, as they say, instead of using a higher quality product. But I try to use anything that the customer wants, as long as what I call it isn't colored water, which if you want to give me a gallon of paint to paint your house, yeah, no. It's just not going to happen.
I've had some coffee like that, but yeah, I'm going to put it on my walls. Hey, gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And he called 790-2040 and talked to Brandon and JD, but we're up on our break, so I'll talk to you. Hey, welcome back to Hammer Time on AM 1030, KVY The Voice, Cortero, Tucson. Here in the A Handyman's Haven. And don't forget to stop in A Handyman's Haven at 1624 South 6th. It's the big yellow building. It's really hard to miss. And it is amazing what Maurice has in that building and the problems he can solve. And give your good thoughts and prayers for a speedy recovery so you can be listening to Maurice here soon instead of JD and Brandon. But let's see what other questions I have for Brandon, the Sherwin-Williams residential repaint outside rep.
Yes.
I got that right.
Hey,
yeah,
sure,
yeah.
I think you hit on everything.
Outstanding. Now, where is Sherwin-Williams paints made? Is there any supply chain disruption? You getting any parts out of China?
All of our paints are manufactured in the United States.
An American-made product?
Sir.
Wow.
Absolutely. I've actually been to our plant in Garland. It's impressive.
Garland is in
Texas?
Texas?
Yes, sir.
That's, yeah, I guess with the weight of paint, it would be difficult to ship it from China.
Probably be fairly costly.
Yes. So how many plants are there? Is it just the one in Garland?
No, I know there's more than that one. I am unsure of exactly where the other ones are located. That's the only one that I've visited personally. There's different plants and distribution centers.
Sherwin-Williams headquarters is in Ohio?
Yes, sir.
Cleveland. Ooh, I got one right.
Cleveland, Ohio. Born and raised, 1866.
Oh, so it's a new company, only 154 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they've been around for a long time.
But Sherwin-Williams is more than just paint.
Yeah. I mean, as far as...
They own other things.
Most definitely. So, yeah, I mean, Krylon, Purdy, Minwax. And we also have an automotive division, a floor covering division that does floor covering and window treatments.
Well, I have used your automotive paint. Mm-hmm. I didn't use it. I just bought it for the painter.
Gotcha.
Which, you know, you guys gave me a nice little discount, even though I don't normally buy automotive paint. But I have the most amazing looking dune buggy now.
There you go.
With Sherwin-Williams paint.
That's awesome.
154 years.
Yes, sir.
That's quite a while, and you gobbled up a few other companies. Purdy was something that kind of surprised me. For those of you not in the painting profession, Purdy is a brush company, or what I would consider a brush company. Maybe you could tell me the difference between my 99-cent brush that I pick up at Harbor Freight and the $15 brush that I pick up at Sherwin-Williams.
I mean, it's super similar to our paint products, the quality of the raw materials that are used, the filaments that are used, the technology that goes into making a brush. I think there's a lot more to it than most people would think, you know, having flag tips and a mixture of different blends of materials to actually make that brush. And with Purdy, if you've ever noticed, there's a little yellow sticker on every Purdy brush you'll ever purchase. It has the initials of the person who handmade that brush.
They're handmade brushes.
Yes, sir.
Then they're a heck of a deal. And are they made in America?
Yes, they are.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I actually got to meet a few people that make the brushes. And
do they have really thick glasses? Because I would think that would be a tedious job.
No, she was actually really cool and super sweet. But yeah, no, the way they do it is extremely impressive. You can imagine it took a long time to learn how to do that.
Well, I've used their brushes for years and have been impressed, but, you know, I never took one apart to see what's happening in there. But
good luck.
You know, the one thing that is amazing when you use a inexpensive brush, you get, I guess you call them filaments. I call them, you know, hair. And getting stuck in the paint because it fell out of the brush. Now that I say that, I don't ever remember that happening with a Purdy brush.
No, more than likely not going to happen.
It doesn't fall apart, which is, you know, handy when I don't have to go back and fix it. Go figure. Customers will notice hair stuck in their paint.
Oh, would have never thought.
So what is the difference between $10 paint and $50 paint?
Well, with higher quality paints, you're going to have higher quality raw materials.
Okay, stop there.
Yeah.
What is a raw material?
So your paint is typically made up of four different ingredients. You're going to have your solvent, which is your vehicle type. Your pigments.
Your solvent, is that would be water in a latex paint?
Water, exactly.
Okay, let's talk about, yeah, latex. So I'm on one page here.
So
the vehicle is going to be the water. That's what, well, vehicle, it transports the pigment to
the
substrate.
Your pigments, your additives, and your binders.
Okay, what's an additive? That's going to be my mildicide?
Exactly. So different paints are going to have different additives.
And the metal paint's going to stop it from rusting.
So have rust inhibitors. I mean, if you look at our Interior Harmony product line, it actually has additives, agents that will absorb VOCs emitted from other substrates that most people don't even know emit VOCs.
Okay, for those of us aren't in the know, what's a VOC?
It is the volatile organic compound that's released from certain materials naturally that are harmful to people's health.
Only in California.
As stated.
But makes people's nose close up if they're sensitive?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. And certain people are very sensitive to the VOCs and most paint products and different materials that they aren't even aware of.
Huh. So
formaldehyde being the biggest one.
Formaldehyde. They use that in paint?
No.
Oh, formaldehyde.
I mean, you got carpet, your adhesives, your woods. Harmony actually helps absorb and reduce the VOCs.
So not only is it zero VOC, it It's negative VOC.
Yeah, you could put it that way. Yeah, it'll actually eliminate VOCs from other substrates.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I'm learning more about paint after 40 years than I ever thought I would.
We should do this more often.
I know. So how many different Sherwin-Williams stores have you been at over the years?
So I started here in Tucson at our Tucson Broadway location. From there, I went...
Well, let's back up. How many locations does Sherwin-Williams have?
In Tucson?
In Tucson. Yeah, the greater Tucson area.
I believe it's 7 now. 9, including Casa Grande and Sierra Vista.
Okay. And is there... Do we have plans for new ones popping up? Or is that something you can admit to?
I am not sure if I am... at liberty to discuss that.
We don't want to give the competition a leg up.
I've heard a few things, but I'll go ahead and plead the fifth on that one.
All right. So you started off at Broadway.
Yeah, from there I...
Which is Broadway and...
Old Spanish Trail.
Okay.
And from there I went up to Bullhead City. I was the assistant manager at that location for a little less than 2 years. From Bullhead City, I relocated down to Sierra Vista, where that was my first role as a store manager. From Sierra Vista.
Where's the Sierra Vista store at?
It is right on Highway 92 next to Golden Corral, which everyone knows where the Golden Corral in Sierra Vista is.
Outstanding. Okay.
Sierra Vista, I relocated up to our Tucson Oracle location, which is right at Oracle south of Rudisill.
Okay. I think I can picture that close to Mr. Ahn's?
Yes. Yeah, just south of Mr. Ahn's.
Okay. Everyone listening to this station should know Mr. Ahn's.
More than likely. And then from there, I was an outside sales rep in the residential repaint market again for the South Tucson market. Did that for a little less than 2 years, and then I moved back into a store at Sunrise and Swan. I managed that store. There was an opening. They needed a manager, so I filled
I believe
that.
That's where I met you, was mm-hmm. Sunrise and Swan. That's my favorite store. That's where I do most of my work out of.
Yeah, it's a great store. Great staff in that store as well. But then after that, here I am. Round two, sales rep.
Okay, so we've talked to some of the stores. What other store locations are there? I know there's one off of Oracle Road.
So that's the Oracle in Rudisill?
Oh, I'm thinking, I get Ina and Oracle confused.
There's Ina just east of Thornydale.
East of Thornydale. That's an old Frazee store, isn't it?
Yes, that was a store we acquired.
So has Sherwin-Williams bought the paint brand Frazee? Frazee?
Yes. So we acquired Comex, and under that brand, there was Frazee, Duckback, I believe a few others. But that store and our Rita Ranch location were the two Frazee locations that are now Sherwin-Williams locations.
Okay. And then there's one on, is it Orange Grove?
Yes, right at Orange Grove and River, just east of I-10.
Which one am I forgetting?
So we have the commercial location at Speedway and Swan.
Oh, yeah. That's the one close to my home. You're right.
And then we have our Ajo location at Ajo and Benson Highway.
Yes, that's kind of in an industrial area.
Yes, yeah, so they do all of our new residential.
Okay. Yeah, and they also do what painters call pump repair.
Yes, Todd and Spray Source.
Homeowners will call a paint sprayer.
Yes. Yeah, Todd down at Spray Source is fantastic.
He has been unbelievable. He's also not afraid to tell you what's wrong.
No, not at all.
So that it's been wonderful that I can go in, he can fix a problem and tell me how to avoid that problem in the future. Because when the pump's not working, the guys aren't working, and that's not good for business.
No, not at all. And he is Graco Titan certified, so...
Now, Graco Titan are...
Pump manufacturers.
Okay. You don't own those guys yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, this has taken some different directions, but let's take a break. And remember, you can call in at 790-2040 and give us a question.
Better.
Hey, welcome back to AM 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk. And the talk today is about Sherwin-Williams Paint in the A Handyman's Haven studio. Give us good thoughts for Maurice. Hopefully he'll be back next Sunday. While we were talking off air, Brandon made a boo-boo. We forgot a store. What store did we forget?
We forgot about Grant Road.
Yes, we were talking about them, and it's like, yeah, I was there yesterday, picked up some stuff, and oops. So there's a great store at Grant Road, Grant and?
It's actually just west of the freeway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great staff in there. They've always been very helpful. Of course, that's one of the things that really makes Sherwin-Williams stand out is I've never been into a store with a grump.
That's a positive, absolutely.
I don't know how you hire such happy people. Maybe it's something you put in the water. But the folks who don't know anything, you know, the new employee who I'm sure gets training, but no matter in any job, no matter how much training you get, there's always something you have to learn when you get down in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always so happy and helpful.
I mean, that's the goal is we're there to help. We want to, we enjoy our time. We enjoy helping people.
Well, there aren't a lot of people, you know, chomping at the bit. God, I get to paint this weekend.
we try to lessen the blow on that. You know, the more help, the more knowledge you can go into a painting project with, the easier it's going to get done and the better the results.
Outstanding. I like it. So do they still make oil paint?
Absolutely.
Why do I want to use that stinky, nasty oil paint when latex is so good?
Well, it's not necessarily you need to. It's still available for the people who would prefer to use it. As far as oil, some people are just still used to using an oil-based paint. They like to have that self-leveling, glass-like finish and ease of application with an oil, and they don't mind the smell or the elongated dry times. But there's latex acrylic paint products out there this day that outperform oils by far.
Yeah, one product you introduced me to some years back was, I believe it was Pro Classic,
mm-hmm.
which has self-leveling properties.
Absolutely.
Using it as a door paint
mm-hmm.
is how you introduced it to me. And, you know, I've got some painters that are not as happy and friendly as your normal Sherwin-Williams guys
mm-hmm.
and are more than willing to tell me about product that they don't like.
Gotcha.
And I was surprised. One of my grumpiest painters came back to me and goes, oh, keep using that Pro Classic. That makes door painting easier.
Nice.
Which, when he comes to me, it's usually for a complaint about something. So it was always, I was, you know, beside myself that I actually gave him a product that he didn't have a complaint about. But what it did was, it doesn't leave brush marks, roller marks. You know, to me, most of the products that Sherwin-Williams makes, I just call them magic.
Yes.
Because I remember painting 30-plus years ago, and it's a lot easier to be a home painter these days than it has ever been.
Sherwin-Williams puts a lot of time into product research and development and talking with customers, both DIY and contractors, to make sure that the products that we're providing fit a need.
Hmm. So do you sell, you know, we were talking about paint sprayers or mm-hmm. pumps. Do you sell those as well, or should I go to the big blue box?
No, we definitely sell a ton of equipment. Titan Graco being the two main suppliers we work with.
Now, does a homeowner need a paint sprayer?
Not necessarily need it, but it'd definitely make their life a whole lot easier if they were willing to invest in one.
And what's the lifespan of those? I mean, do I have to buy one for every house job?
No, it's just like anything else. Any paint sprayer, as long as you get a paint sprayer that is recommended for what you're going to be doing as far as the amount of painting you're going to be doing, you clean it properly, you store it properly, a paint sprayer lasts you a lifetime.
Yeah, I remember having a painter many years ago who stored his pump in his truck, which is not uncommon. But I don't remember what year it was, maybe 2010, we had a hard freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And a latex paint sprayer doesn't like frozen paint in it.
Well, there shouldn't be paint in it.
Well, frozen water. But it looks like we have Buck on the phone, so let's give Buck a chance to talk to JD and Brandon on AM 1030, The Voice. Buck, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I got a quick question.
Well, hopefully we'll have a nice lengthy answer.
Good. I got a 10 by 20 front porch that's about 40 years old, and it was originally, when they built the house for me, they did a overlay on the cement slab to make it look terracotta.
All right.
And that's over 40 years, it's kind of deteriorated. To add misery to my pain, we poured a step down in front of the step up to the front porch.
Okay, I'm with
and
you so far.
It's just cement color right now. And I'm looking for something to put over the top of it to make it all look the same, the porch down the step, and something that would be lasting.
All right. Well, Brandon, there is your challenge.
Yeah. So are you trying to match the texture of the overlay as well or just the color?
No, just if as long as it's terracotta.
Okay. Yeah, our H&C product line has several different products you'd be able to use.
H&C?
Yes.
Does that stand for something?
No. Okay. Not that I'm aware of. H&C. You're going to get me in trouble here. H&C Concrete is another line of paint products we own and provide, but you'll have several different options as far as water-based or solvent-based concrete stains to try to match up with the existing color. You can use either one of those if you want something a little heavier duty. We have a newer product called Heavy Shield. That's something you can actually apply to a driveway, so it's going to withstand vehicular traffic. It dries a lot harder than some of the other solid body stains. That would probably be your best option as far as longevity and durability.
Now, can I get that at any of the stores?
Yes. Yeah, should be
planted. And it's called H&C.
Yes, Heavy Shield.
Is it got some kind of a, like I was wondering, do I need to put something on that fresh poured concrete that's a step? Or will this take care of the whole thing?
This would be a one step over directly over concrete, so you wouldn't need to prep it as long as it's absorbing water and it's free of any loose material.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate your help.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Buck. And he called 790-2040. We're getting down to the last few minutes. I want to thank Maurice from A Handyman's Haven for allowing me the opportunity to come in and sit in for him, and I think he promised me a cup of coffee, so maybe a little lunch. He should be hoping where he'll be back next Sunday. Oh, and you can stop in and visit his staff at 1624 South 6th. That's 624-7200. He also has a website, and you can check out his Green Valley store as well. Now, I'm betting Sherwin-Williams has a website as well.
Absolutely. It's sherwinwilliams.com.
Okay, how do I spell that? Sherwin Williams. Okay, got it. Yeah, I can read your shirt. So how many countries do you know? Is Sherwin Williams strictly a U.S. country?
No, I want to
company.
I want to say it's over 100. I'm not sure the exact number, but we're definitely a global company.
Well, that's good. So American products helping our balance of trade. So use Sherwin Williams. It's patriotic. outstanding. So what do you think? Is this your first time on air, Brandon?
It is, very first. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Well, I think you're doing a wonderful job. We'll see if we'll get Brandon his own show starting next month. Oh, this is the first of the month, so that's great. So does Sherwin-Williams have a Facebook page?
I think they do. I'm not too savvy.
You're not in charge of that?
No, mm-hmm. Most definitely not. I'm sure they do. They've become very hip to Instagram, Facebook. Our marketing team has definitely expanded our reach as far as social.
Well, Your Tucson Painter also has a Facebook page. It's Your Tucson Painter. You know, very difficult. Also have a website with, you know, not a lot of information because I'm out painting and not working on my website, but it's yourtucsonpainter.com. You can reach me at jd@yourtucsonpainter.com. You can may see a theme here, but you can also give me a call at 334-7434 during the week. And if I don't answer, it's because I'm already talking to someone face to face, but leave me a message and I'll be back with you shortly. Well, that wraps up this week of Hammer Time. And again, thanks, Maurice. Thank you, Brandon, and thank you, Ken, for the wonderful job behind the glass. And stay tuned for the rest of the 1030 KVY The Voice lineup this Sunday. It will be great. And now that that's done, I get to go do some more painting here in the worldwide headquarters of AM 1030.